Isaiah chapter number 58. Isaiah chapter 58, when you found your place, stand with us for the reading of God's holy word. Isaiah chapter 58. The Bible says here in Isaiah 58, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteous and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. But listen how things change in verse number 3. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. It is such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou coverest him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall the light break forth as a morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of thy finger, and speak in vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shalt the light rise in obscurity, and the darkness as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee, or shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called of the repair of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, as we come tonight, Lord, to look in your word. Father, I'm weak. God, I'm unlearned, Lord, and I need you tonight. God, I ask of you that the sweet Holy Spirit might come, Lord, tonight, and give us wisdom, Father, that we might rightly divide your word, Father, that we might share it, Father, in such a way tonight it'd be a help to your people, and Father, that we might understand what a delight it is, Father, to live in holiness, in righteousness, before a holy God. Now, Lord, I ask of you, forgive my sins, and Father, we pray, Lord, tonight for your divine help. Pray, ask you, Lord, to keep the door of our mouth, that we'll not say anything, Lord Jesus, not pleasing to you, but God, that we might declare the whole counsel of God, that it you bid us to preach tonight. And we'd ask these things in Jesus, our Savior's name. Amen. For a little while tonight, there's a couple of thoughts that we'd like to try to share with you tonight as he begins in verse number 1 in Isaiah 58. Here as God is speaking to Isaiah, and he tells him to cry aloud and spare not, to lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show his people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. So we see from this that, my friend, that God has a man at this time. One of them in particular is Isaiah, and that is who he's talking to. Now, I don't know whether Isaiah was like men today, if they were neglectful in doing the things that God wanted him to do or not. But listen, as the Word says, he says, cry aloud. And then he says, to spare not. We want to get down here to where he says, spare not. My friend, if a preacher is not going to preach every sin, he has no business in the pulpit. I say tonight, my friend, there are some people that call themselves preachers that have watered down the sermon. And my friend, when it comes to adultery or shacking up and living together outside of marriage, they rub them on the back because they put $20 in the offering. And my friend, it's time that men of God ought to declare a good example is those Ten Commandments. Preach them. My friend, there in the Word of God, it will tell us something. Tell us things that's right and tell us things that's wrong. He'll tell us how to treat God and he'll tell us how to treat our fellow man. So he's telling Isaiah, don't slack up. Keep on preaching. Preach the Word that I bid you to preach. Cry aloud. Don't be no wimp. Speak up so people can hear what you got to say, because I'm going to tell you what I want you to say. And if we don't get it from God, we don't have anything anyway. He wanted them here as God was speaking to Isaiah. He wanted them to remember in verse number 2 how it was when they lived right, when they walked in righteousness and in holiness. Remember, it's good for us as we go along life's way just to remember some things that God has done for us. We get food for our soul. It strengthens us and it helps us along life's way. We get down to verse number 3 and we begin to see here, he says, wherefore? Something's wrong. Things is not like they ought to be. It's not like it once was. It's changed. What about you and I? Have we changed for the good? I hope so. I hope we've not change for the bad. There's enough bad in the world. It should not be a part of our lives as being Christians. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, that thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and that thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Whenever I fast, my friend, there's no pleasure in it. Physically speaking, why do you say that? You're getting close to God? Yeah, that's the spiritual part. That's the good part. But you know what really a fast is? It's a time of brokenness. It's time for our heart to be broke before God. It's, my friend, it's ultimate. If you please, getting close to God. What else could we might use so that we might get real close to God? That's where these people had failed God. They had got away from this. They was living the way they wanted to live and doing what they wanted to do and leaving God out of it. There's a doing thing. If you was a fasting, would you find pleasure in it, physically speaking? No way. When you get hungry, you want to eat. You want something to drink. You want to take care of the fleshly body. But a time of fasting is a time of brokenness. It's time for us to get where God wants us to be at so that he might talk to us. Listen what he says on down here in the verse number 4. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. This is not going to work. You can't get close to God by doing it like this. You're going to have to do it God's way. If we want to hear from God, we're going to have My friend, come four square with God and let God speak to us. And we have an open ear to hear what God is saying to us. A fasting for strife and to smack with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day. This is not going to make your voice to be heard on high. Isn't that why we fast anyway? It's so God might hear us, so God might feed our spiritual soul and help us in our well-being, in our spiritual mind with a holy God. We need closeness from God. And I wonder, my friends and I failed a lot in doing that. I wonder how long it might have been since you fasted so that you might get close to God. How long has it been since you needed something from God and you're willing to fast and ask God? May I say right here, I have proved God in fasting and He's never failed me. If you haven't done it, you ought to try it sometime. It'll be good for you and help you too. The Bible says in verse number 5, it is such a fast that I have chosen. Listen, it is what God requires of man. For a man to afflict his soul, it is to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day of the Lord? This is God telling us what to do if we want our prayers answered. If you look back there in verse number 3, that's why people's prayers are unanswered. You say, I thought God answers all prayers. He does. But them we call unanswered prayers, them's the one that God answers like we don't want to hear. You see, sometimes we expect God to answer and He ain't ready. It's not time. He say later. Then He might say now and He might pour it out on you. But He might tell you no. Can we take that answer no? When God gives it to us, it's what's right. God don't make mistakes. He's perfect. He ain't like me. He does everything exactly right. But here God wants him to bow their head down like a bulrush. What is He talking about? A time of brokenness so they might get where God can talk to them. God has food for our soul. But are we willing to come where we need to get what God has for us? Do you want God to bless you? Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? We get entrapped, if you please, as we go through life. And we fail God, we come short, and we need something more from God. We're weak, we're humans. We fail God and we need a little extra. We need a little boost along life's way. So we got to come in brokenness before God and ask Him to help us, to strengthen us along life's way. Every morning when I get up, I need God just the same as I did the day before. God's good. He's the best thing ever happened to me. And if He's happened to you, He's the best thing ever happened you as well. He's the best there is. He's why I preach Him tonight. Jesus, the Savior of the world. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. There's times in life that we have a heavy burden. It's maybe more than we feel like that we can carry. A time of brokenness, a time of fasting, is a time that we can give it to God and let God help us with it. Let Him strengthen us, encourage us along life's way. If we must carry it, God will give us what we need to carry that burden. There's burdens in life that we cannot give up. There's burdens in life, my friend, that we must carry. My friend, Jesus, the example is that Jesus had one that He had to carry was the cross to Golgotha and to die there shedding His life's blood. My friend, to pay our sin debt to give us a right to the tree of life. And God puts things on you and I that we must bear in this life and we must let them represent Christ before a world and stand in need of a holy God, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. You know, there's sometimes that going through life that we might feel like that we're almost in jail. We're bound down. We are restricted, if you please. And sometimes we need God just to undo, my friend, the restrictions on our lives and let us be free so that we might worship Him and honor Him and glorify His holy name. I'm talking about us tonight getting in a place where God can speak to us, where God can use us, and where God can bless us and lift us up, anoint us afresh in the Holy Ghost of God, that we might learn something from Him tonight. To let the press go free and to break every yoke. There's nothing tonight, my friend, that God can't remove from you if it's His will tonight. God is able. He is awesome God tonight. He's holy and He's righteous tonight, and He loves you. If you belong to Him tonight, God wants to bless you. But will you meet the conditions in God's Word in order to find the blessing that you need for your life? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Oh, there's a time, my friend, and we live for God, that we've got to extend a hand and help others along life's way. I hear He speaks about bread being physically food, but what about the bread of life? Maybe God puts it up on you to share a little of Jesus about someone that you work with. And if you fail to do that, you fail God. You failed yourself, and you've sold yourself out from doing that which you ought to do. To bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. Oh yeah, it's a time sometimes that we have to help others that are struggling physically along life's way. But there's a time that we got to help others that are struggling spiritually as they go along life's way. You don't know, I don't know. You and I might be there tomorrow. It might be our turn. Listen what He says here. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. We've got to be in this for other people. You know, some lost soul, you might be the only book of life that they're reading. What are they reading from you? Are they seeing in your life that you're helpful to others, that you want to do things, my friend, to help people along life's way? We are to be God's extended hands for mercy. In the book of Psalms, I believe it is, it talks there about us not being able to touch God. And what's He talking about? It's talking about us touching our fellow man. It's talking about us helping him. If you see your fellow man in need and you shut up the bowels of mercy within you, how dwelleth the love of God in you? My friend, we're in this for one another, spiritually speaking and physically speaking as well. Then listen, if we do all of this, listen as the blessing begins to come in verse number 8. He said, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteous shall go before thee. Listen, it is the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Well, I'll tell you what, that's something that I want a lot of. But see, I failed God in coming to the place where I need to be to get a lot of it. That's my fault. That's not His. But my friend, He makes a promise that the light shall break forth as the morning. Something that's renewed. Something that's afresh in God. Something that we need. The joy of the Lord. And He says, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. You reckon some people sick because they've whined and cried around instead of fasting and seeking God so that God might bless them? What are you talking about? I'm saying they're sitting somewhere in their pity. when they ought to be a praying and a seeking the face of the Lord. And the righteous shall go before thee. Your people hears of you. Where you work at, they know what kind of a life you represent. They know how you live and walk and talk. And as sure as you do it the right way, there'll be somebody that'll say something bad about you. And that's another good time to let your light shine. Just keep your nose to the grinding stone and go right on and glorify the Lord in that that you do. It'll be hard, but God can strengthen you and help you to do that as you go through life. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Well, I'm glad of that. I promise you in the Word of God that we call upon God and He'll answer us. But we might have to come by the place of brokenness in order to get where God's going to answer us like we want to hear Him answer us. What kind of answer might you want from God tonight? Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, I like this, here I am. That's what we was after all the time, wasn't it? It's for God to answer us like we wanted to hear Him answer. And what more better would be for God to say, here I am. Boy, I like that. I like God to be close to me. I like God to encourage me. I like God to help me. I like God to take me by the hand when I'm broken and take and lift me up and speak sweet peace to my soul. That's what we need as we go along through life. Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of thy finger and speaking vanity. He's telling us to watch what we do and to watch what we say, to live godly in this present world. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall the light rise in obscurity and the darkness be as the noonday. I say this is God really doing something for us. A lot more than what we deserve. Thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, that we help them, that we encourage them. You see, the afflicted soul, he might need some food, but the afflicted soul might need a little word from God. What's hid in your heart tonight? Have you read? Have you studied? Have you memorized some of the Word of God that you might have to say to some afflicted soul that you meet along life's way? I wonder how many people tonight is on the streets of Asheville that needs to hear a word for their afflicted soul. Will we share with them? Will we do what God wants us to do? Then listen to this blessedness part here in the last part of this verse. Then shalt thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Well, I tell you what, when God comes on the scene, it's hard for us not to recognize Him if we know Him in the free pardon of sin. It's hard for us not to be able to tell He's doing something for us and lifting us up and encouraging us along life's way. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Boy, that's what I need. You know what? That's going to be assuredness, a home in heaven. He guides us continually. Will we say yes to His will? Will we say yes to what He is encouraging us to do? And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Your neighbor may be in a dry place. Just think about it, it's a spiritual drought. He may be down real low. He might need you as a child of God to come by where he's at with encouraging word and speak sweet peace to his soul from an almighty God, because you got it from the Word of God, and God is His Word tonight. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and Word was God. John chapter 1 and verse 1. We've got something to share with the lost world tonight. We got something to share with them that's in need tonight, that need something from a holy God. And he says also, and thou shalt be a light, shall be like a watered garden. You know what a watered garden does? It grows. When we feed upon the Word of God, we grow in the Lord. We get closer to God. We're more able to help people that are struggling along life's way. You know, we think about the soul that's in drought. You know what's wrong with most Christian people that's in a drought tonight? They're not hungry for God. If a person was hungry from God, they'd get the Word of God, they'd read and they'd pray and they'd study, and they'd ask God for some spiritual food. And you know what he'd do? He'd feed them and fill them. And that's what we need tonight. We need the good things of a holy God tonight. Shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose waters failed not. If you remember Jesus there as he went down up to the well of Samaria there, and this woman came there and she was physically able. She could draw some water out of the well there. But Jesus had a water that she knew nothing about, and it was a well of waters that'd be in her springing up into life everlasting. That is what we have tonight as being Christian people that we can share with others as we go along life's way. And they that shall be of these shall build the old waste places. In other words, if we think about Israel at this time, that those are going to come back and they're going to build Jerusalem again. They're going to be a restorer. They're going to be a repair. My friend, as we go along through life's way, there's times that we've got to restore some things. There's times that we've got to repair some things. It might not be on our fault, and it might be. But my friend, when things is wrong, we need to find out what's wrong and try by the help of the Lord to restore them. Everybody will not accept you as trying to do the right thing. But you do the best you can and you have a clear conscience before a holy God. We live in a terrible world today, and my friend, it's the people who have made it that way. But God is still with extended arm. His arms is stretched out still, as he told us there about Israel, for a gainsaying people. And his arms is stretched out still. God's arms, may I say tonight, is stretched out still for America, if she will but just come to him and repent. God has a blessing for America tonight. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. There's a lot of people that does not know or don't care what the Scripture said there, going back to the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. That don't mean for us to mow the yard on Sunday. My friend, it means for us to do things for God on Sunday. If you can't do that, sleep. Amen. That'd work, wouldn't it? But that wouldn't be as good as maybe visiting a nursing home. Maybe going and seeing somebody that is sick. Being encouragement to them and helping them along life's way. But people need to turn their foot away from doing things that's wrong. Remember God's holy day. Remember what He's set aside for. You know, all during the week, we have a lot of time, 6 days, to serve the Lord. We come in God's house on Sunday, it's time to worship Him. If we've not served Him during the week, ain't much worship in her heart and in her soul. We'll fail and we'll come short because we've not done what God wanted us to do. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure, my holy day, and call the Sabbath the light, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. It's a time for us to do God's service, and may I just leave it at that tonight. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Boy, I tell you what, he's got some restrictions in his word for us as being his people. You know, everything about God, listen to this tonight, everything about God is conditional except one thing. What's that, preacher? It's God's love. It's unconditional. But if you want the blessings of God, you're going to have to follow God. You're going to have to do what God's Word says. And then you can say, God, pour it out on me. I wonder, and I've thought about this so many times, I wonder if we could take note of what's in heaven, what's got my name on it tonight, and see there the things that could have been my blessings, but I didn't do what God wanted me to do, and it's on the store shelf, if you please, tonight. It could have been mine. Wonder what might be there that's got your name on it tonight that you could have had if you'd have met God's conditions, if you'd have done what He told you to do. If He told you to reach out to the poor, did you reach out? Or did you withdraw your hand, or did you feed them? What if he's hungry in his spiritual soul tonight? Did you take time to share God's Word with him and tell him that God loves him? Learn John 3:16 anyway. If you don't know nothing else, learn that verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a Jesus we preach. That's a Jesus that'll do you some good and help you too. He's the best thing that there is tonight. God may want somebody to fast and pray out of the church tonight. I don't know why God put this message on my heart for this church a couple of months ago. I didn't preach it anywhere else. God purposes things along through life. God knows what He's doing. There's times God does things in my life and I see Him do things. I don't understand why He done it, but I ain't no need me to question Him. He done it right. It's okay. We got to accept God for who He is. Well, I tell you what, that's wonderful to think about. The light shining as a morning. A delight in our soul. Listen. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Wonder tonight how many times during the week that we might not be too delightful. What are you saying? I'm talking about us not having joy in the Lord like we should have. I'm talking about us not enjoying our salvation because things have hindered us. But if we do how God has told us here in Isaiah 58, we can have a delight in the Lord. We can rise up as the morning. We can have joy in our hearts and in our soul. I'd rather have joy than I had sadness. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. What's he talking about? He's talking about joy along life's way. Talking about Him lifting us up, riding on the high places. You know, when God comes and He's in your midst and He takes you and lifts you up, you're not your own. No, you're beyond what you are. God has touched you. He's rejoicing in you because you got a touch of Him on your life. When you belong to God, He has a right of way with you. Will you yield it to Him? You belong to God, He should be able to do with you whatever He wills. But if God asks you to do this or that, would you say no? Would you might be like at Christmas time when they're trying to get somebody to get a Christmas play? Would you be a courtesy Christian? You know what a courtesy Christian is? He'll say, no, I don't want to do it. You get that one that did it last year, they did a fine job. They lost their best blessing. They put their duty off on somebody else when it was supposed to be theirs. You know what? We ought to be eager before God. We ought to be waiting before God, and God mentions us something to do. Say, God, what is it? Make sure I hear you when you speak to me. I want to go your way and do what you have for me to do so that we might get that blessing that we need. Be delighted in the Lord. Ride on the high places of the earth and feed with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God's got some good things for us along through life. I know this may not have been an encouraging message tonight, but this is a message that we need so we might be strengthened in the Lord. That He'll help us to see what we need, and then it will do our part to get what we need. A lot of prayers is unanswered tonight, in such a way that God has told us no, because we've not met His condition. If you remember over there in the New Testament, when the disciples tried to cast, I forgot what it was, out of this one that was sick or palsy or something, I don't remember what it was, but I know they had a need and they could not do it. And they come to where Jesus was at. And they said, why could we not do this? He said, this only comes by fasting and prayer. Are we missing some things tonight because we fail to fast and pray? Probably are. What do you need from God tonight? God has everything that you need. God is able to bless you, and God is able to help you. In verse number 3, you've seen from the Word of God tonight what it was to do it the wrong way, not doing it God's way. And they were not getting a blessing. It was back in verse number 2. But my friend, he tells us what will be a joy and a delight for us. Do you know tonight that whenever you're delighted, God's delighted? You're special in God tonight. You're special to me tonight. I may not sound like it tonight, but I'm trying to deliver to you what God put on my heart tonight. I don't know. This message may be particular for one person that's here tonight. I don't know that. You might be here tonight and you might need something from God, but you're going to have to come four square with God in order to obtain it. And are you willing to do that tonight? God's got a blessing for each of us tonight. But how much do we want it tonight? Is it a desire for our lives that we might obtain and get that it God has for us? Are you willing to do what God wants you to do so that you might be blessed of Him tonight? Don't put your duty off on someone else. If it comes your way, stand with an open heart and say, Lord, I will. Lord answers, here am I. But if He's here for me, I need to be there for Him. Amen. That's the message I feel that the Lord having to share with you tonight. I hope that something's been said that's a help to you. I know it wasn't a rejoicing message tonight, but sometimes we need some instruction from the Word of God. And it'll do us good and help us too. May God bless you, Brother Larry.
Amen. He said that wasn't no encouragement message. All the Word of God's encouraging to me.